Welcome everybody. Today we are going to discuss a very important topic, organizational behavior in the hospitality industry. So human behavior creates organizational behavior. Organization is, especially in the hotel industry, has a lot of people, because people serve people. So each person comes with a different behavior. All put together creates an organizational behavior. So internal perspective, thoughts, feelings and past experiences are ones who influence the behavior. And external perspectives, factors outside of the person, environment, consequences of behavior, environmental factors, all these attribute to behavioral changes in an organization. So studying human behavior is very important in the hospitality industry. So what are the objectives of what we are going to learn today? Importance of organizational behavior, the salient features of organizational behavior, effects it has on the organization culture and climate, different types of individual and group behaviors, and how does it affect your consumer at the end of the day. So we'll go with the introduction, concepts of organizational behaviors, the salient features of organizational behavior, the organizational climate it creates, the importance of organizational climate, the concept of organizational change, elements of an organization, importance of solving behavioral problems and group behavior. Let's start with the introduction. People in the hospitality industry, people run the organization. People are a product for the people consuming in the organization. So the study of an organization is the study of the individual behaviors, how it affects group dynamics, and how that affects the performance of the organization. Now, how does it affect the way the organization behaves to its internal and external customers? So very important aspect. It's a cultural driven aspect. The employees of various personalities come from various backgrounds to join the hospitality for various jobs. Their educational levels differ, from backgrounds differ, where they come from differ, the types of colleges they attend and schools they attend differ, some are educated, some are not educated. So the organization behavior emerges from informal or formal behavior of the individuals and groups. So this is a very important aspect. See, mostly hospitality operations are all run by people. They're all catering to people from different walks of life. And they also, employees also come from different walks of life. So that, in a nutshell, when they all come together, creates a behavior which becomes an organizational behavior. What are the challenges which are, you know, controlling behavior and guiding behavior to create a certain culture? The HR department has got a very important role. So how do they formulate a organizational behavior which is tuned with the organizational philosophy? But they face a lot of hurdles, a lot of challenges. What are the challenges? Workforce is diverse. General manager is probably a MA in hospitality or a BA in hospitality or even a PhD in hospitality. The doorman is probably 10th pass. One comes from an affluent family, one comes from a non-affluent family. One is studied in the IHMs, one is studied in a local institute. So he is an organizational workforce diversity. Then there is a declining factor of loyalty. Loyalty is inculcated over a period of time. Person may not be loyal to the organization forever. May want to leave the organization, go to a different organization, experience a different culture, experience a different this. Then there is another problem of labor scarcity. So you don't have labor scarcity, skilled labor, so you pick up people and try and skill them. So there's skill deficiencies. These are all hurdles when it comes, challenges when it comes to creating an organizational behavior. And it's a global competitive world today. There's global competition in terms of employees. because there's global competition, it's a global world, people travel from different countries to your hotel organization, and behavior has to be flexible. And employees have to learn to cope with change and innovation. Behavior today, here's a salient feature. Behavior is dynamic. Behavior also depends on the mood which I am in. So it's dynamic. Organizational behavior is a composite behavior. It encompasses the behavior of every employee together. It becomes an organizational behavior. It is closely related to the structure. Your behavior changes when you become a manager. From a supervisor to a manager, when you become, your behavior changes. So it's closely related to the structure of the organization. It is closely related to the day-to-day changes in technology, in your standard of living, in your environment around you, outside the work environment. You may be influenced by bad behavior online, may get inculcated in you. So it's very closely related to these aspects. Organization where there is close communication and there is when people start knowing each other well, behavior there creates behavior of close coordination. In an organization where people are distinct with each other, they don't bother to know each other well, they're there just to work, behavioral change is different. Technological revolution has put a lot of pressure on behavior. That keeps everyone on toes, the managers, everything. Behavior is one thing which is a very important aspect in the hospitality industry. Not only affects the work environment, not only affects the culture of the organization, but it also affects the group dynamics, also affects your customer. So there's a lot of pressure to ensure that management team has got a lot of pressure to ensure that the culture which they was so willingly want to express within from their organization is well maintained throughout the organization. And technology revolution plays a huge part in it. See, look at the analysis, level of analysis. The individual behavior affects the group behavior, which in itself affects the organizational behavior. So you have the individual behavior, which is affecting the group behavior. You are, as an individual, you are part of the group. And as a group, you are a part of the organization. Everything gets affected. The factor of organization climate. Basic philosophies. What are the basic philosophies the company is following? The organization follows. That creates a climate. How do I delegate power? What is the delegation of power? What are my managerial processes? What are the facilities which I provide? What are the values and norms which I am teaching my staff? How flexible am I in my management style? And what are the modernization programs which I am adapting? All these factors affect organizational climate, along with behavior. The synthesis of different cultures and the totality of performance of all different departments create a climate. So, F&B department, front office department are fighting all the time, it's going to create an acrimonious climate. They're coordinating well, they're happy with each other, they know each other well, they develop long-lasting relationships with each other. That's going to affect my climate. That affects also the behavior which the climate generates. So you understand, human behavior responds to the climate which it is in. So if the climate is present all the time, the personal behavioral aspects will also adapt to it. Then there's the organization change, the evolutionary change, the revolutionary change, and the planned changes. Evolutionary changes are when you're evolving as an organization, you keep growing as an organization and changes occur as an evolution. Revolutionary changes are sudden changes which occur. which create a revolutionary effect within the organization. And plan changes, obviously you plan to change and you are constantly processing to change, and change is a constant. Change happens all the time. But how do organizations change? Methods to adapt it. Educating and communicating to its staff. By participation and involvement, by support, by incentives. These are the methods to effect change. In hospitality, your HR evolves all the time. Your HR systems have to evolve. Human resource is a constant, and a constant which always consistently change. You have external pressures, you have internal pressures, you have other factors which affect human resources. Your external pressures are governments, technologies, various laws which are being passed. They create external pressures for change. Government suddenly passes a labor law which says you can only work 5 days a week, so you have to change and adapt. I'm giving an example. It's not going to happen in India, but I'm giving an example. But you never know. Internal pressures are the pressures which are created by employees itself. Trade unions, deficiencies in management, your management's deficiencies, your gaps which are available, your trade unions which create pressures. Other factors are always working standards, your employee expectations. What are your limitations? What are your budgetary constraints? All these affect HRD systems. And all these in turn affect behaviors. All this in turn affects culture. What are the core elements of an organization? There are 4 levels. One is individual interaction. How does an individual interact with each other? So the core element is of 2 people, how they interact with each other. The cordial to each other, acrimonious to each other. It's a very important aspect. See, it's always said in a bucket of apples, one rotten apple can spoil the entire bunch. So individual interaction is a very important aspect. And the other is how does the individual interact with the organization. The manager to this, the HR department to an employee. That is another important aspect. Are they acrimonious to each other? Are they bossy? I'm always right. No, you have to do this. Do they listen? Then the organization to other organization. How do competitions interact with each other? And then how does an hotel interact with its environment around it? The society around it, with the people around it, its goodwill. Hospitality industry is a service sector. You are meeting various walks of life. You interact with the human behavior coming from various different countries, different regions of the country itself, from rich backgrounds, poor backgrounds. Your customers are rich, your employees may be poor, educated, non-educated, different political lineages. Person in the hospitality industry has to stay neutral among all this. So there is a lot of understanding which has to be done of human behavior in that context. A good hospitality manager judges human beings and their behavioral aspects very quickly. Does not keep his biases. Can interact with anyone. So hospitality industry is a very dynamic industry in terms of behavioral management. It's a perfect case study for anyone who wants to study human behavior should go and sit in Taj Mahal, Bombay in the lobby and just observe people. You will find every walk of life, everybody walking in life. You will find the richest to the poorest man. You'll find the person cleaning the lobby to the general manager walking around. You can observe all the behavior, the personal interactions. You can find the CEO of large Fortune 500 walking into the lobby. It's a good study for human behavior. How do you improve behavior? How do you solve behavioral problems? You have to, as individuals, there has to be a lot of control which has to come into play. I mean, control is taught at different levels for good behavior across the world in different cultures, different religions. Everyone teaches control. But it's very hard to do. But you have to constantly work on self-control. Somebody as a guest is screaming at you for no rhyme or reason. You can't lose your cool. You have to keep your behavior cordial. You have to be able to listen. You have to be appreciate. You have to be able to listen. You have to be able to solve this issue with your staff also. You can't lose your cool. When there is good work done, you should appreciate and praise. When the person has not done the work properly, you have to criticize tactfully and as per individual. So you have to criticize tactfully, you have to put in corrective measures, you have to teach the person. You can't call the person you are an idiot. You don't know what the hell you are doing. You have to tell him, beta, you are doing this wrong, you should do it this way. That is criticizing tactfully. You have to reward good behavior and minimize punishment. You can't say, you are an idiot, now you only go do dishwashing, you can't do this work. You are punishing the person for no rhyme or reason. Teach the person, you have to constantly teach the person, you have to listen, always listen. Hey, this is a very big skill. All hotel managers have it. They can listen quietly, patiently for hours to a customer. Why can they listen? Because the patience which they develop dealing with different kinds of people at all points of time gives them a skill of listening. So listening is a very important aspect. And then they can explain thoroughly also. They are very good at explaining. They have developed this one skill which is very, very good, which is they treat others' interest as the way they should treat themselves. They learn if you give respect, only will you earn respect. They admit to mistakes. I am sorry, sir, this has not worked out. I will ensure I would recommend that we do this so that your issue is resolved. But I am sorry, sir, this has not worked out. Admitting your mistakes. They ask for opinions of others before taking any decision. It's a very important aspect. All these affect behavioral change. If I go into my organization as a hotel manager and I keep screaming at my staff, they're not going to listen to me. At one point of time, they're going to walk out. How much of abuse will they take? If I listen to them, if I talk to them, even if they are making a mistake, if I show them how to do it right, if I train them, I coach them, I guide them, I admit to my own mistakes, I take their opinion along while making organizational decisions. Very important, huh? Then their behavior will be completely different. So I as a leader also demand a particular type of behavior in the organization. When I demand it, I will never get it. When it comes out of respect, it will come on its own. And if you take everyone along by asking people questions, and taking their opinions. You are making sure everyone moves in one direction. That affects the environment of the company, that affects the organization. Yeah, hospitality staff has worked with various people here, coming from various backgrounds. Education, skills are different. Customs are different. I'm a North Indian working with a South Indian right next to me. In North and South India, customs are only completely different. We may be from different religions. We may worship different gods. He is an engineer who's working in engineering department, but I'm a housekeeper. We have close contact because we have inter-department communication happens. Backgrounds are completely different. My area of influence outside in the outside world is different from his area of influence in the outside world. That changes everything. So that is an inherent conflict there. Yeah, hospitality industry has got inherent conflicts everywhere. But the beauty of our hospitality industry is how human behavior evolves together. The group dynamics make it happen. It does not matter where you come from. Group behavior is the result of an interaction of individuals with a group. And how leadership evolves. Leadership is something which creates behavior, which all creates a system of behavior. The position, the roles, the powers of each member of the group, they all come together and create an environment, a system, a behavioral system. They all affect everything else. And last but not least, consumer behavior is a very important aspect. You see, customers behave differently all points of time. One is they're paying you money. So they believe they own you. They expect and demand as per their expectations and demands. They want everything over and above what you can give them. So it's very, very important to study their behavior also. And that behavior fine-tunes your product, fine-tunes the behavior of your organization, fine-tunes and adjusts your marketing policies, fine-tunes and adjusts everything what you do. Because the bottom line of every hospitality is customer is king, atithi devo bhava, as they say in Hindi. Guest is God. So it's very important to understand the dynamics of both internal and external behaviors. Internal behavior comes within the groups, within the departments which you have. How they merge together, how they interact with each other. Individuals coming into organization and always create behavioral changes. How your organizational mode of culture which you develop affects the behavior of people in you. How the environment externally affects it, and how your customers affect the behavior. The interaction of customers with this. So, study of human behavior is a vast subject. And hospitality is the best place to study it. With that, I'd like to thank you very much.